and we are back. The Morning Show, Mountain Home Radio. Almost, yeah, I was going to say, Tommy, it's almost a shame I have to turn on the microphone and actually talk about these other things. So much fun behind the scenes talking with Tommy and Seal. Tommy Hagen, Seal Gusecki from the Master Gardeners in the studio with me this morning. Always fun to have them in the studio. I learned something, I think, every time you guys come in. It may not be something significant every time, but I walk out of here with a little bit of knowledge that I didn't have. I'm hoping everybody out there listening has that same experience. You guys have given us more information about some of the stuff that's happening in our area. It's always fun to find out, okay, what's the tree going to be on the corner this year? just things like that. It's always entertaining to have you guys in here as guests, so thank you guys for being regular guests here.
Well, thank you for having us, because I
get up a lot earlier than I normally do, but I love once I get here, it sure is fun. So anyway,
thank you. And
Master Gardeners, guys, y'all need the ones that listen to us. Think about joining Master Gardeners. Mm-hmm. It's a fun organization. We meet on Thursdays, and the next meeting will actually be Thursday, the 21st.
It's going to be a little late in the next meeting, April 21st.
April 21st,
and
all
we
right.
meet at the Presbyterian Church over by Cooper Park. And right. it's a fun time, bunch of good guys
and girls.
Gals. More women than guys, but plenty of both. And we have a good time. We always have good speakers. That's one of the things I just thoroughly enjoy. And we don't... We have another club we're both in members of that sometimes the speakers speak a little long.
Yeah.
This one, they don't talk quite as long. But anyway, we'll have a good informative meeting, but you also get to interact with other guys and gals that love gardening.
Yes.
And they may be vegetable gardeners. Mm-hmm. They may be flower gardeners. They're different. Everybody has their own thing they like to do.
So. And everybody needs to learn something. We're not a bunch of people that are know-it-alls. Everybody's there to help each other.
Right.
I want to talk about our speaker the 21st. We got a gal by the name of Melissa Zabicki coming in.
Okay.
She's the Arkansas State Archaeologist, and she is going to talk about native plants and a little bit of archaeology to go along with them. So it's going to be a little unusual speaker, so we're really looking forward to it. Guests are welcome. You don't have to be a member to come.
Okay.
We're not going to strong arm you into being a member.
Just stay away from Tommy.
And we have started serving food.
Yay. I was going to ask about that. All right. Okay. So,
and we eat well, guys. I've actually missed that. This will be the first time back with the food.
Oh, it will.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, the last one, we had food, but it was a little poor representation. But I think this time people realize we're doing it, and it's going to be back to normal again.
Right.
And we've got a good crowd of folks coming in, and they certainly welcome you with open arms.
Fantastic. Well, that'll be coming up here in April 21st. Going to have a busy month in April.
Yes,
you're going to be recovering from the sow bug roundup at the start of the month, and then you've got your gardening day at the end of the month.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Every day I'm going one direction or the other right this minute. But, yes, April 30th, we're doing a little unusual.
Yes.
Our seminar's been pushed off because we couldn't get the speakers to come in because of COVID concerns.
Okay.
Those speakers have been pushed off to next year, so we're not going to lose out on them. But to compensate, we've made a gardening day.
Mm-hmm.
And our plant sale we've been talking about is 9 to 11.
Right.
Be there at 8:30 to get in line.
No, be there at 7:30.
That's probably a better idea.
Be there early. Let's just put it that way.
Yes.
All right. And definitely come.
Mm-hmm.
Cash your checks. We don't take credit cards.
Right.
We don't have the opportunity for that. But a great selection of plants. One of our members, Tony Chamberlain, is growing a couple hundred tomato plants, we think. Now that we've announced it.
Theoretically.
He is. He's growing them, but once we announced it at the meeting, he's, what if they don't all grow? What if I screw up? And I says, then we won't have 200 tomato plants.
That's right.
Don't worry about it.
Yes.
But I know tomato plants and those kind of things are something people have said we need more of. So they're going to be there with our usual complement of grasses and perennials and annuals and house plants and the whole business. So.
Are you going to have any hostas?
Yes, we are. Smarty. That's one of the things I usually bring. So anyway.
But what we're encouraging you to do, you're going to get done with that a little early to come to our seminar portion. So we encourage you to walk over to the library. It's a plant swap.
Yep.
You're going to have a bunch of plants in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also bring something from home to swap over there. So we encourage you to go there and then come back to the fairgrounds.
Yes.
Our doors open at 11 o'clock in the education building.
Okay.
We'll be serving a box lunch. You'll be able to get a box lunch if you make a reservation in advance.
Right.
All right. Tickets are $20. Mm-hmm. And the box lunch is provided by Foodies.
Uh-huh.
All right. So you'll get a good lunch.
Yep.
Our opportunity table will be there.
Okay.
And we have many fine gifts. We've got Jason Chamberlain has made a cedar bench for you.
Sweet.
$5 for those tickets.
Okay.
It's worth every dime. I've got the prototype. I can swear to it. All right. And then at 12:30, we will have two speakers. All right. The first one's going to be Bernie Kurtz, who is the new Janet Carson, for a better way to put it. He's our state representative for Master Gardeners.
Right.
And he's going to talk about shade plants. And I imagine that hostas will be among the repertoire. Okay.
You're right.
She beat me to the punch on that one, Tommy.
All right. And then we've got a gal, a White County Master Gardener by the name of Rose Ann Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to talk about alternative vegetable gardening. And that's not planting vegetables in a row. We're talking about straw bale gardening and container gardening for them, as well as incorporating vegetables into your landscape plants.
Gotcha.
All right?
Okay.
We've often talked about using some of those frilly little lettuces for the edge of your borders to make them pretty. Well, she's going to talk about all kinds of things like that. She's a great speaker, so we encourage you to come.
Okay.
We will not be pulling any of the bucket prizes or the big raffle till the end of the second speaker, so you'll have time to shop between the speakers.
Okay.
And we encourage you to come. If you go under BaxterCountyMG.com, click on the reservation form. You can print it, mail it in.
Okay.
We do, unfortunately, not have the option of electronic registration.
Yep.
All right. Registration's open.
Okay.
I can tell you that we have been given permission by our state master gardeners not to require masks.
All right.
They're mask optional. We will have some available, as well as sanitizers if you're so
good
inclined. The lectures will be in the main hall, so you'll have plenty of room to space if you're so inclined. Okay, so we encourage you to come. Join us. $20, you can't beat it. Now, if you're kind of on the edge and you get there and you say, geez, I want to come, we'll let you come in for $10, but we obviously can't provide you lunch because we need to have those numbers in advance.
Yes.
Okay?
Fantastic.
So it's a great day. Mm-hmm. Come join us. I think you'll have a good time. It's a great way to kick off spring, April 30th.
Well, it's a fantastic event. I know you guys have backed up the sale a little bit this year to try to accommodate everything, and I think that having it at the end of April, you might see a few extra bodies out there this year.
Well, April 30th is actually the end of April is actually our regular day.
Is it? I was thinking it was a couple weeks late.
No, the seminar is what's late.
Oh,
seminars
I had those backwards
in
my head.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Seminars usually a week before Salbug. Okay. I'm going to get some gray hair if we keep doing this.
I was going to say, aren't you guys on the planning committees for both of these events? It should be a really good time over there. And there's going to be some folks over there that will be able to share some information also. And I think that's one of the great things that Master Gardeners do as a group is if they're out there working on a project and you stop them by, what's going on with that? You guys are going to be more than happy to give them a short little tour of that and let them know what's growing right there.
Without a doubt. And I imagine if you smile pretty, Tommy might take your picture.
Do you have to smile?
No, you just got to be there. And Tommy will take a photograph of you.
And I say that very tongue-in-cheek because if you've never had your picture taken by Tommy before, he's going to grab you. He's probably going to grab one or two people around you. He's going to get you grouped up. He's going to, no, do this. He's going to pose you. And then the last thing he says to you is, smile.
He'll make you smile.
And if you're not laughing and smiling because of Tommy, you will be shortly anyway.
So. Yes, you will.
I'll take that as a compliment. Okay.
Well, I tell you what. I've been to a few events that I didn't know that you were at. We were down in Cotter here recently.
And you heard him
laugh.
I heard the laugh.
Okay, that's Tommy. I know where he's at. And everything, you know that you're going to have your picture taken if that laugh is approaching you. And he lined Tobias and myself, and I believe Danny Pugsby up, and have a great-looking mugshot now for the wall. So. But Tommy will be out there taking photos. You've got, for those folks that are coming out there for the very first time that haven't seen, you've got a beautiful display right there in front of the education building.
Absolutely, we do. The folks there do a great job. It's a beautiful display. It's a great place to look at plants and see what works. We generally work on those gardens once or twice a month, though. In summer, they're watered a little more often, but it's a beautiful garden. Go take a look at what it is. Those people do a great job.
Lot of those plants are marked, so you'll be able to look at them and know what you're looking at. So
Tim Tibbs and I were doing an event over there recently, and we were walking in that front door, and we stopped, and we looked at some of that stuff, and it's like, it's really special. We've done events. Tim and I go literally all around the state. We travel about five or six states. This is a really unique area. We go to a lot of venues that don't have that kind of dressing out in front. For me, that's just a little bit of eye candy when you arrive at the fairgrounds.
I think it puts a smile on everyone's place.
It certainly does.
Good wording.
Yep. Now I've got to ask. I probably am setting you guys up for a question you're not prepared for. We need to name a dude or dudette. Are we going to be doing that this year, or are we going to hold that off for a little bit yet?
We're going to do that at the fair. We're
going to do that at the fair. I thought that's what was the case. I was not sure. I think you guys had said something about that. You were working on plans, I believe, last time.
Right. We were going to do it at the fair, and last time we just didn't have enough master gardeners that were willing to work because of COVID concerns.
Gotcha.
So because of that, and we thought that the crowd would be a little off, we held it off till this year.
Awesome.
So, but yes, we will name the dude or the dudette. Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to that.
Stop on by over there at the corner of 62 Business and 9th Street. Check that out.
Yep.
It is absolutely cute. Dressed up for St. Patty's Day.
It changes for the season, and it's St. Patty's Day right now. And it's so neat because the lady that does that, she thinks in advance, guys.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I promise you, she has whatever the next holiday, Easter probably.
But
she'll have it decorated for Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great photo opportunity if you want to take your kids or grandkids and stand them in front of those bushes, because she'll have the... Anyway, it's a great place to take a photograph.
Judy Nazoliak does that, and I don't know where she comes up with all her ideas, but she does.
Okay. Well, she does a fantastic job of keeping at least my grandson and myself well entertained.
Tommy,
and I'm sure some other grandchildren as well.
I guarantee there's a lot of folks. And Tommy, you said it well. That's a great opportunity for a photo op. I want to say within the last 5 or 6 months, I saw a New Mexico plate that had stopped right there, and everybody gotten out there and taking their photo right there. So
I'm
seeing stuff like that. I was wanting to talk, though, a little bit about some of the projects you have throughout the community. You guys meet over there right across from Cooper Park. You guys have dressed up that facility a little bit. I'm getting ready. It's ball season. I'm going to be spending some time out at Calista Ouellette Fields. There's another project out there. You guys have projects literally all throughout our community.
We have them at Cooper Park. We have them at the Hatchery. Mm-hmm. We have them at Bull Shoals White River State Park as well at the
Where
library.
Where is it at out there at the Hatchery?
Pardon me?
Where's your stuff out there at the park, I mean?
By the building.
Yes.
The main building there.
The main building.
Okay, so everything around
stuff,
the building
gotcha.
Is
okay,
us.
So all that stuff over there is your decorations.
Yeah. Cool.
And they're
cool.
A dedicated group. Those guys get together and do that. It looks fantastic.
They do a great job.
And that Calista Ouellette, that's our biggest project.
Okay.
It's a big project.
Yep.
And it's a mostly native plant.
I was going to ask.
It is native.
Is that an all-native area there?
It's all native plants there. And on our website, under the project for Calista Ouellette, you can click on a brochure which lists many plants that we have had there.
Uh-huh.
And they're organized, as I recall, by color.
Okay.
And so you can take a look. And it's if whether you can find it in the garden, because some have come and gone, but they're all plants that we have had in that garden and have lived here with a minimum of a 10.
That is awesome. I've just got to ask, is there any listing you have of some of the native plants up there on your website that folks might be able to look at and, we don't have success with this, but maybe we'll have with that?
We have the brochure that lists
the list of all the stuff. Okay,
and we also have on the on the website a listing of invasive plants that you may not want to have.
Good deal.
All right. There's a listing, and I'm forgetting the heading right now, but it's just past the projects, and it'll be go on there. There's all kinds of information about things that might help you or not help you.
Okay. Yeah, non-invasive species or non-native species can sometimes become invasive. We want to keep them out of here when we can.
Right. Native plants, sometimes there's native plants you don't want, and there's also plants that are commercial plants you may not want.
Okay.
And some of the plants where you move from and you bring them down here, they're a problem.
Right.
Sweet Autumn Clematis being one of those varieties.
Okay.
Up north, they're beautiful. Down here, they're invasive. So you really need to take a look at what's good for your area.
Okay.
And there is some literature on the website to that effect.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. We need to take a quick little break right now. I know you guys have some more stuff there because we haven't even talked about the plant of the month yet.
We got one waiting.
So we will talk about that here in just a couple moments right after I tell you thank you for listening to this edition of The Morning Show. It is brought to you by your friends over at Baxter Regional Medical Center, who are now hiring with entry-level positions starting at $14.50 an hour. If you're looking to see what Baxter Regional can do for you, call 870-508-1070. Find out what kind of employment opportunities are available. Time for our final break this morning. Tommy Seal and I will wrap it up right after this. And we are back. The Morning Show, Mountain Home Radio. Got to interrupt. Great conversation here. Sorry about that, Tommy. I normally say no line over there at the drive-thru at Hardee's at this hour of the day, but, the last couple of days we've had a line over there at Hardee's. That's all right. Stop on by over there. Get yourself the Bacon Beast Breakfast Burrito, a great way to start your day. And I said it this morning without tying my tongue in a knot. I've been really happy with myself. Stop on by. Get yourself something delicious to eat and drink over there. I've got Tommy Hagan. I've got Seal Gusecki, Master Gardener's extraordinaire, in the studio with me. And I teased it before we went to break. we had a plant of the month all last year, and I'm hoping that you've got something suitable for us to kick us off here in March.
I do. It's called the Frankie Boy Chinese Arborvita.
That's a mouthful.
I bet you never heard of that one.
I guarantee I've never heard of that one.
It's the 2018 Conifer Society Collector's Plant of the Year.
Okay.
All right. It is an upright, and they say elegant, teardrop shrub. I'm going to read this so I get it right. Slightly pendulous branches of finely textured thread-like chartreuse green foliage. The new growth is brighter yellow, giving it kind of an aura. All right. It develops a warm bronze-orange color during the colder months, to the point that yours truly, the first year she had it, thought it died, and it didn't. It was just, I was back there all concerned because I loved it and yada yada.
Right.
And then, of course, I found out that that's what it's supposed to do.
Uh-huh.
It will take full to part sun. Mine is in part sun and does well. Water weekly in the drier months, which is pretty typical. It grows slow. They claim it only grows 4 inches a year. After 10 years, it'll be 3 foot tall and 2 foot wide. And mine has grown some, but I kind of attest to that growth rate. Right? It's an upright plant. It's good for borders, containers, mass plantings, woodland gardens, as an accent, etc. It grows in small spaces.
Right.
Now, I've got a large one that I found at a nursery. Oh, I bet you I've had that about 7-8 years. But in recent years, I've found smaller versions like you put in little containers, your trough-type gardens.
Okay.
And I've bought one of those, and it's in a trough, which means it doesn't have a lot of soil. It's a shallow plant, and it's done just as well.
Okay.
All right, so definitely something you'll enjoy, something that's a little different for your garden. I'm kind of a conifer person.
Right.
I love all kinds of odd ones, and I encourage you when you're traveling to other places, whether they just be Little Rock or Springfield, or Fayetteville, or to any other places on your travels, do look at some of the nurseries, because finding some of the unusual ones is a real treat. And you, as long as you research them and be sure they'll grow in your area, well, definitely it's worth a try.
You've thrown out the phrase quite casually a couple times. I'm really going to put you on the spot. What is a conifer?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Everybody calls them evergreens, and that's not quite true. There are some conifers that are not. They're plants that don't have leaves. They have needles. That's probably the
easiest way
to describe them. Mm-hmm. They don't particularly flower, but there's conifers that have different colored needles, so to speak, different textures needles.
Okay.
You've got needles that sometimes have a stripe of white or yellow in them to give them a kind of a glow.
Right.
All right. You have some that have different colored pine cones. I have one at home that has purple pine cones, which we'll talk about in one of the upcoming shows.
There we go.
All right. When I traveled, I took a trip several years ago to British Columbia in the Northwest, and on the way home, we stopped in Portland, and we spent a day going through Portland's nurseries.
Yeah, nothing.
And I don't know, with everything we bought in B.C., how we managed to find room for plants, but I think we both bought 4 or 5.
I'm just surprised you didn't need a 48-foot semi to get all that stuff back.
Goodness gracious. I'm glad we only had 3 days back from there to get the plants home.
Yep.
All right. Stopped at my brother's in Denver and took him out to water him, and I think he wanted to keep them all. But there's something that are unusual in your garden, and you'll enjoy them. Different texture, all shapes and sizes. Do take a look and buy some. We'll talk more about them in future months.
Certainly check that one out. Sounds like it's a mouthful, and you'll have all the information on it available on the website shortly after the show.
And we'll have the speech on there. You come take a look at it. And
fantastic.
Even if you don't listen to them, it lists in the header what the plant of the month is. So you can just click on the plant of the month on the internet and learn some more about
there
it as
go.
Well.
Fantastic. Okay. We've got about 30 seconds left, and Tommy, you still have 2 pages of notes in front of you.
Well, get out to your local nurseries and the big box stores. They're all starting to get plants now. This is when the master, everybody gets excited, and it's that time of the year again. Go out, check your garden, see what you need to do. And you just gave us a perfect weather report.
Yes.
So anyway,
I didn't.
No excuses.
I don't write them. I only read them.
Well, no excuses. Get out and have fun.
Great time to play with your hardscaping. Mm-hmm. Go play in the dirt and visit BaxterCountyMG.com.
Stop on by BaxterCountyMG.com. See anything you need to know about the master gardeners here in our area. If you are going to go to those big box stores, just make sure you get there before Tommy, because he does have a tendency to clean them out. Thank you guys both for being here on
board
today. I am looking forward to the Sal Bug Roundup, Tommy. I know we'll see you you guys both out there. You're going to be out there too, Seal, so we'll see you guys there with the grandkids.
Come buy tickets from me.
We will be there shortly. I'm out the door. Thank you all for tuning into this edition of The Morning Show. Back with more tomorrow. Have yourselves a great hump day.